99.9 FM W260 CV Racine and 98.1 FM W251 BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Dell Small Business.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in Palm Beach, Florida, where a former president is celebrating resounding primary victories across the country.
I'm not like the biggest Trump supporter, but I just think that his message is where the party is at right now. And so I wanted to go out and vote for him.
I'm Matt Piper. Donald Trump spoke to a crowd of supporters gathered at Mar-a-Lago, touting his dominant performance on Super Tuesday and calling it an amazing night. He said a likely rematch between him and President Biden on November 5th is going to go down as the single most important day in the history of the country.
And nobody thought a thing like this would be possible. We wouldn't have Russia attacking Ukraine. We wouldn't have Israel being attacked.
Biden, who is at the White House and not delivering public remarks, said in a statement that his likely general election opponent is, quote, determined to destroy our democracy.
Nikki Haley won one state, Vermont. Trump now has 1,053 delegates to her 87 and could clinch the nomination next week. On the Democratic side, the president is projected to win overwhelming majorities everywhere, but tens of thousands of voters protested the war in Gaza. Among them, Bethany Waldron, who voted uncommitted in Minnesota.
I want to send President Biden a very strong message that the way he is handling this is atrocious.
CBS exit polls show immigration was also a major issue for voters. CBS's Camila Montoya-Galvez is in Eagle Pass, Texas.
For President Biden, the political calculus on this issue is complicated. Immigration is one of his worst polling issues, with many American voters, according to polls, faulting his administration for the record levels of illegal crossings here over the past 3 years.
Arizona Independent Kirsten Sinema is saying so long to Congress. She blames growing partisanship.
Because I choose civility, understanding, listening, working together to get stuff done, I will leave the Senate at the end of this year.
Philadelphia freedom for Ronald Johnson, who spent more than three decades behind bars for a murder a judge has agreed he didn't take part in.
Really, I'm not concerned at all about them trying to retry me again. Whatever they have, they have.
A nonprofit legal firm says his conviction was based on testimony from two men whose stories changed over the course of police interviews. Veterans Affairs Secretary Dennis McDonough has reversed an underling's edict that banned a famous photo from VA buildings last week. Department officials had said the image of a sailor kissing a nurse in Times Square to celebrate the end of World War II depicted a non-consensual act. Secretary McDonough says he never approved the move. The photo can remain on display. This is CBS News.
Dell Technologies is celebrating 40 years with anniversary savings on their most popular tech, like the XPS 13 Plus, powered by Intel Core processors. Low prices await at Dell.com/deal.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggyhout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The president of the Wisconsin Technical College System is set to retire later this year. Dr. Morna Foy has served as the system's president since 2012. She has worked in the state technical college system since the late 90s. There are 16 schools across the entire technical college system with nearly 280,000 students. Foy says that it was an honor to lead the organization. The system will now begin a nationwide search for her successor. Recent rainy weather has somewhat lowered the risk of wildfires in Wisconsin. The Department of Natural Resources says most of the state's midsection is at a low risk of danger, while southern and eastern Wisconsin are still at high risk. 138 wildfires have burned about 300 acres of land in Wisconsin already this year. I'm Nate Wiggyhout, Civic Media News.
A slugfest between the Brewers and Giants. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A combined 29 hits between the two teams, but the Giants came out on top 13-8 over the Brewers. Rhys Hoskins, who turns 31 later this month, got his first home run as a Brewer.
I'm just excited to be a part of it and excited to see what I can do to help these guys to bring another division championship back to Milwaukee.
College basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers have slipped dramatically, losing seven out of their last nine games, but a report by CBS Sports says they still expect Wisconsin to make the final cut for the NCAA tournament. Marquette hosts number 2 ranked UConn, but without Tyler Kolek, dealing with an oblique muscle injury.
Obviously an opportunity to play a great team. Can't say enough about Tyler Kolek. It's obviously unfortunate that Tyler won't be able to play, but the good news is we feel very confident that he will be able to play at some point very soon.
That's Marquette head basketball coach Shaka Smart. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be sunny this morning. A few scattered clouds possible by later this afternoon, but overall not a bad day. Our high 43, the wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, 35 for a low. Tomorrow, sun in the morning, clouds in the afternoon, 45 with some rain possible by late Thursday night. Rain likely on Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Super Tuesday results on the Super Wednesday edition of the Devil's Advocate. Scott Ross joins. Hope you do as well. Tune in 4 to 6 across the Civic Media Network.
On air, online, and on the Civic Media app.
Battle stations, everybody. Let's go, go,
this
go, go,
is 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Phone always makes me feel stupid. This guy calls me up the other day. It's the wrong number. Guy's off by one number, which is usually the case, but they never know that. So I always pretend like they're off by 7. That's more fun. Is this 213-3125? No. This is 998-7999. What the hell's wrong with you? What are you, drunk? You're drunk, aren't you? Guy won't try again for like an hour. Oh, man. I wasn't even close. Honey, you dial. I think I had the phone upside down. I hate when you tell them it's the wrong number, so they say, are you sure? How do you talk to these people? I don't know, I'm pretty sure. Well, let me take a look around. Well, I'm in the wrong house.
Make it 608 at WRJN Radio. I'm Don Rosen. Thank you for joining us here. I just realized I have clocks from all over the world in front of me. You know, in London, it's 8 minutes after noon. In Paris, it's 8 minutes after 1 in the afternoon. In Beijing, China, it's 8 o'clock at night. In Tokyo, it's 9:08 p.m. I don't know. I never noticed that it was in front of me all this time. It's a Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us here at WRJN Radio. Guess what we got for you this morning? We are going to unveil for the first time the entire brand new lineup for next season at the Racine Theater Guild. I know what they are. I saw them last night. Wow, what a lineup. Jocelyn Fish is going to be with us from the Racine Theater Guild. We're going to talk about the lineup. Big musicals, big shows, big names. You're going to love it. We'll talk about that 7:06 this morning at WRJN, all right? Also, we've got tickets to give away to the State Fair again this morning. And a whole bunch of other stuff. I forgot what I was going to say.
It's coming back soon, and you really don't remember.
that song by Laura Branigan, Gloria, was on the Billboard Hot 100 chart for 36 weeks. And that was a brand new record for a female artist. Went to number two on the charts, but gee, 36 weeks on the chart from Laura Branigan. Unfortunately, she did not live to an old age. She passed away at the age of 52 in East Quag, Long Island. Yeah, I felt bad when she passed away, too. She died in her sleep at a lodge in East Quag, Long Island. It happened on August 26, 2004, at the age of 52. It was an undiagnosed cerebral aneurysm. She had headaches for several weeks before her death, but they didn't seek medical attention. Laura Branigan, early age, 52. Had a lot of music left in her. That's a shame. Yeah. Way too early. Hey, I want to remind you, I don't think I did it yesterday. I've got to remind you now. The Royal Family Kids Camp. Now, this is a camp for foster kids. We're going to talk more about it on Friday. And you know what? I think I screwed up again. Hold on. I think I screwed up again. All right. Maybe I didn't screw up. Hold on a second now. I'll check it later. Anyway, we have four tickets to the Bucks-Celtics game coming up April 9th, 6:30 p.m. It's a whole VIP experience. These tickets are valued about $1,000 a piece. However, we want you to bid on them. Bid whatever you want. You get special seating, row two, seats one through four from the Jockey Club. Each game ticket comes loaded with $10 on your Bucks app, and you get free parking as well. So go bid, and the address to bid is WRJN.com/Bucks. WRJN.com/Bucks. Put your name and email address and your bid, and that's all you got to do. And at the end of the month, we'll look at them. Whoever's got the highest bid gets the four tickets to go see the Bucks and Celtics at Five Serve Forum on April 9th. So go bid. Bid high, bid often for the Royal Family Kids Camp. And that's at WRJN.com/Bucks. We'll talk more about this on Friday morning. We'll talk about it. All right. You think you're cool? I don't think I'm cool. I know I'm not cool. Someone asked 36,000 Americans, actually 35,000 Americans, that same question. Most of us do think we're pretty cool. 53% yes. In my group, 29% said no. 17% said they're not sure. No, I don't think I'm a cool person. Look at me. Do I look cool to you? No, I'm not cool. Single people between the ages of 18 and 45 were polled. Here are the five unexpected activities they would like to add to their profile pictures because they think these things are cool. Staying on top of chores, 91% find that attractive and cool. Knowing how to do laundry and doing it regularly, 82% find that attractive. Doing the dishes, being well-rounded in general, and cooking. 64% would rather see a profile picture of someone in the kitchen than one in the gym. Well, that's good because I'm always in the kitchen. Not always cooking, but I'm always in the kitchen. That works out well for me. I'm so glad I'm out of the dating pool. I would never survive in the dating pool in 2024. No. Oh, my wife keeps me forever. There's no way I'm getting back in that dating pool. Hey, a Grubhub driver in Virginia delivered someone's lunch to an animal shelter last month and left with a dog. Here's what happened. It was a weekend, so he had his five-year-old daughter with him. And he made his deliveries, and he came across this one delivery at the animal shelter. His daughter saw a black and white pit bull mix in the front window and fell in love, and now that dog has a brand new forever home. That's how it happens, folks. I've done that many times. I've walked into an animal shelter just to look around and say hello to the dogs, and I walked out with a dog. And that happened several times. Happened with Darwin. It happened with... Well, Darwin was at a home. It happened with Herbie. Let's see. We had a couple of shelter dogs. I think Bailey and Charlie were shelter dogs as well. Chester wasn't. Chester we got as a puppy. A Pomeranian we found on the street. And she was just sitting there in the pouring rain, petrified as a puppy. We took her in and had her for about 14 years. So we generally found our dogs in shelters and so forth. Herbie was a good story. We go into this animal shelter. It was a bad animal shelter. It's closed down now. And Herbie was sleeping under a desk
And when we walked in, Herbie came in and sat on my foot. And I tried to move the foot, and he kept sitting on my foot. And I said, that's a sign. Got to take Herbie. Herbie's going home. And Herbie did go home with us. And we had him for a number of years as well. All our dogs were great. We have most of them at home in urns on the shelf. They all live to about 13, 14 years old. They live good lives. All right, here's an instance where you should never give up hope. Speaking about animals, a woman in South Carolina got her cat back 5 years after it went missing. The microchip still worked, but the phone number on the microchip didn't work anymore. It was a different phone number now. Shelter workers did a little legwork because they had trouble tracking her down, but they did. And 5 years after she lost her cat, they were reunited. That's why I say never give up hope. Jamie Foxx, he had this mysterious illness several months ago and never told us what it was. Well, now he'll address that issue. He will do a stand-up comedy special. He says he's going to address the medical issue. He's going to do it in his own way, in a funny way. And we'll find out what was wrong with Jamie Foxx. Wendy's still trying to make up for that dynamic pricing catastrophe. This is where they were going to raise the price at certain times of the day. On certain food, when it was, you know, a high rush hour, lunch hour, you know, dinner time, and then drop it during the slow hours. Well, that didn't go over well, and everybody made fun of it, including Burger King, which says, we don't raise the prices when you're hungry. So anyway, Wendy's trying to make up for it. Now they're offering dollar cheeseburgers all month for March Madness. I would love to talk to the person who said, let's go public with this. This sounds like a good idea. Who came up with that dopey idea? Okay, we got State Fair tickets to give away right now. Country Platinum recording artist Riley Green coming to the Wisconsin State Fair main stage Wednesday, August 7th. Also going to be with him, Avrianna. You want to go? Goes to the World's Fair. Want to go to the State Fair? All right, we've got tickets for Riley Green, platinum recording artist. You want to go? Give a call right now. 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. 262-634-9756. We've got the phone lines open right now. If you want to try to get in, it's real easy. Clear line right now. 262-634-9756. And if you want to buy tickets, you can at WIStateFair.com. But I'm be giving away tickets all this week to Riley Green, country platinum recording artist at the Wisconsin State Fair. Every time we talk about this, like August 7th, seems so far away, but it's really not. Wednesday, August 7th. All right, 262-634-WRJN, 262-634-9756. Give a call, I'll give you a pair of tickets. Coming up at 7:06 this morning, speaking about tickets, we're going to talk about the new lineup of hit shows coming to the Racine Theater Guild. For next season, they just released the list last night. It is a winner. They're always winners there. But this one's a winner. Yeah. 618 at WRJN Radio. A gradual clearing today with a high near 46 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, lows 35. Cloudy with a high near 46 tomorrow. Right now, cloudy, 38 degrees in Racine.
Listening to news, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Milwaukee that change the city skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 262-970-5777 and press 0 to apply. That's 262-970-5777 and press 0.
You're listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for Matt and Air on Air.
At WRJN Radio. I'm Don Rosen. Want to thank you for joining us here at Civic Media's WRJN, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM in Kenosha. Have some showbiz news for you. Lindsay Lohan confirming that Freaky Friday 2 is in the works. Couldn't give any further details, though. Now, this is interesting here. She says she's excited to work with Jamie Lee Curtis once again, and they talk almost every other day. Oh, I get it. They talk almost every other day now. Okay. I thought she meant once they work together, they'll talk every other day. All right, I get it. A Baywatch reboot series is in the works, coming to Fox. No details have been announced yet, like a release date or who's going to be in it. I think this time, though, David Hasselhoff is going to be the old man on the beach with the metal detector. Remember that guy? They always had an old man on the beach with the metal detector. That's going to be David Hasselhoff this go around. Barbie, the movie, in concert. We'll tour this summer. That's right. The Barbie movie will have a full live orchestra playing alongside the movie. They've done this before with different movies. I didn't think Barbie would get this treatment, though. But hey, good for Barbie. The Academy Awards coming up this weekend. I don't think Barbie's going to win a lot of stuff, if anything. I really don't think so. I think they nominated Barbie because it was a very, very popular movie. Wildly popular. So I think that's why it was nominated. But when you look at some of the other movies in there, I don't know. I could be wrong. I mean, I've been wrong before. One of my favorite movies that I was wrong about was Nomadland. I never heard of this movie before, and it was nominated and won Best Picture of the Year. I never heard of this movie, Nomadland. I loved it. Saw it 4 times. So you never know. You know, every once in a while, they'll come up with a movie you never heard of, but it's really good. All right, everyone lies about their weight. Not me, though. The only difference is how much we shave off. Men tend to shave off anywhere from 1 to 5 pounds, depending on how overweight they are. Women, 1 to 6 pounds. Now, you ask me what my weight is, I'll give you the exact amount. It's pretty obvious when you look at me. 43% of men, 33% of women say they're keeping a major secret from their partner. That's 2 in 5 men and a third of women. I wonder what their secret about. A study found that teachers should not use red pens to correct mistakes because it makes children anxious. Instead, teachers should use a kinder, gentler blue pen. I remember when I was in school. I remember those red pens. They do make you anxious. Yes. I remember when we used to play school when I was a kid. Every kid who played the teacher wanted a red pen just so we can write, you know, D or F on the page and, you know, you failed. You know, we used to love doing that kind of stuff. But yeah, red pens, but I saw red ink. Blue was always better. They're right. Huh. People having affairs cost companies around $17 million a year in lost productivity. That's about $4 billion a year. The average cheater spends an hour and 15 minutes of work time on their affair every day, and that's why. Really? Ugh. Okay.
Survey found the top things we constantly worry about these days. Here are the top five. Getting old. Your savings and financial future. Low energy levels. Your diet and debt. That was a funny comedy bit we had the other day. This guy came across a homeless man on the street, and the homeless man said, I don't have any money. And the guy said, you're doing better than me. I'm at $18,000 in debt. At least you're even. Yeah, it's something to be said about that, I guess. Let's see here. A woman sued a company for wrongful termination and claimed they still owed her $5,000. But they countersued using data from an activity tracking app on her laptop that showed she had been pretending to work more than she really was. So in the end, the judge ordered her to pay back over $2,000 in wages. They have an app on your computer, your laptop, to see how much you're working? Odd but true. When John Quincy Adams, that was our president, by the way, when he was president in the 1820s, he would swim naked in the Potomac River at 5 a.m. Imagine Joe Biden swimming naked in the Potomac River. Potomac River. But I can't say it all of a sudden. What happened to me? All right, there's a trend on TikTok of people sharing their hypothetical final death row meal. Hypothetical. It includes non-home cooked stuff like Chick-fil-A, garden salsa, sun chips, Dr. Pepper, nerd candies, and saltines. I got news for you. I'm going to get put to death. I don't think I have an appetite. They always say that. What do you want for your final meal? And somebody always comes up with this. I want chicken cacciatore with a glass of wine. I would like a souffle. I would also for dessert. But, are you hungry? You're about to spend your last moment on this planet and you're hungry? I don't think so. Although the Chick-fil-A sounds like it might be a good final. Final meal. No, there's no way I would eat. How can you be hungry? You're about to be put to death. Let's see. If you were on a first date and found out the person worked as a telemarketer, would it change your opinion of them? A Gallup poll found telemarketer is the least trusted profession, or at least way down there. They don't ask about every job in the world, but the of the 18 jobs listed, telemarketer ranked last. Nurse voted the most trusted profession for the 22nd year in a row. That is doctors, pharmacists, high school teachers, cops, and disc jockeys. Now, disc jockey didn't make the list, but it'd be nice if we did make the list. Hey, you want to seem old and lame? Break out your old air guitar. Gen Zers voted the least cool hand gesture in 2024. Here are the lamest hand gestures out there. Air guitar. That's where you pretend to be playing a guitar, you know. Air guitar. Double thumbs up. A single thumbs up. I still use that. Writing a check mark in the air at a restaurant to indicate you want the bill. I don't do that. And fist pumps. No, I don't do that either. I guess I'm kind of cool. I do the thumbs up occasionally. One thumb up, not two. Now, here's someone who never had lost her sense of humor. A 65-year-old woman in England, wait to hear this, knew she had terminal cancer, so before she passed away last fall, she planned her own funeral. All right. She hired a flash mob to dance the Queen song, Another One Bites the Dust, at her funeral. A friend say, that was very her to do something like that. Another One Bites the Dust. Like the comedian said, he wants to give $5,000 to a celebrity to show up at his funeral and start crying. They don't have to talk to anybody. They just have to show up, go up to the casket and start crying, and everybody in the room says, gee, I didn't know he knew that movie star. You know, have Al Pacino come to my funeral and start crying, you know. Give him $5,000 to do it. Again, you don't have to talk to anybody. You just have to cry and leave and go home. I'll pay for airfare and everything. 629 WRJN, Hometown Radio, refreshed. Coming up at 7:06, we've got the new lineup for next season at the Racine Theater Guild. Yes, we'll break that news coming up at 7:06 this morning at WRJN.
Is news, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth.
We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Well, we're starting to get a little bit better picture on monies available through the House and Senate Appropriations Committees. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. They released the first package of final fiscal year 2024 appropriations bills. That's going to dictate a lot of farm programs. Congressman Derek Van Orden from the western portion of Wisconsin sits on the House Agriculture Committee. He explains where he is paying attention when it comes to ag appropriation funding.
And I've been going through it line by line. My staff has dissected it back in Washington right now to make sure that our farmers here in the state of Wisconsin, around the country in production agriculture, are well represented as far as the funding aspect, and also our folks that are in need of SNAP benefits, that they also are well represented. And I have to explain to people that sometimes they don't look too fondly on the SNAP program. I need to remind them that all the food that everybody eats that they get through the SNAP program is produced by a farmer.
Congressman Derek Van Orden, who sits on the House Agriculture Committee from Western Wisconsin, he says so far he's pretty satisfied with the amount of money that he's seeing going to agricultural programs. Markets and overnight electronic trade may not make you happy on a Wednesday morning. A lot of red ink again today. Numbers are next. Research, education, and promotion. That's where Wisconsin soybean marketing dollars are invested. Pat Malooly from Clinton is a grower himself and current president of the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. He said, we're fortunate to have great researchers that collaborate well with Wisconsin farmers.
To have them here in the state of Wisconsin, the way they can bring it down to farmer terms or just common terms, because there's some researchers that will talk over your head, and they don't do that, and they truly do work well together. The other part of that is they're leveraging dollars back to their programs from the other half of the checkoff dollars that go to the federal level. So a lot of those are coming back to them more than what Wisconsin dollars are showing.
Pat Malooly, president of the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. He's a grower from Clinton, elaborating on the research team we have right here in the state. Dr. Sean Conley, Dr. Rodrigo Worley, Dr. Damon Smith. Find out more about how your soybean checkoff dollars are invested. Go to wisoybean.org. Brought to you by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. Yesterday, barrel cheese dropped 2.25 cents to 162.5. 40-pound block cheese was down 3.75 at 149, while AA butter gained 1.75 cents to close at 282.75 per pound. December corn this morning's unchanged at 459. November soybeans are down 1 cent at 1143. Currently, July new crop wheat is down a nickel at 550. April Class 3 milk's unchanged, 1625 a hundredweight. May milk dropped 19 cents yesterday at 1686 a hundredweight. So just a quick snapshot of what's happening with the numbers as far as markets are concerned on a Wednesday morning. More at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yankee.
You're listening to WRJN, Racine and Kenosha's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to be sunny this morning, a few scattered clouds possible by later this afternoon, but overall not a bad day. Our high 43, the wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, 35 for a low. Tomorrow, sun in the morning, clouds in the afternoon, 45 with some rain possible by late Thursday night, rain likely on Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
This is Chuck Smith, founder of Kern Electric. I want to thank you, Southeast Wisconsin, for making us number one electrical service company in our area. From residential and commercial to all things solar. Do you know the number one reason people call Kern Electric? It is trust. We answer the call. They trust our heroes in their home and businesses. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, I'm so very proud of our team of heroes. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. Home of the superheroes.
News, talk, and the sports that made Wisconsin great. Packers, Bucks, and coming in 2024, the Brewers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
We have one electric company in New York City. They're called Con Edison. They're our only electric company, yet they advertise on television. What the hell are they thinking about? Our bills are more expensive because we pay for them to advertise. What could they possibly say in a commercial that would make any difference to us? Hi, we're Con Edison. Sorry. Con Edison, it's either us or rubbing two sticks together. Con Edison, you have no other choice. Bow! The post office advertises stamps on television. Stamps! We have commercials that actually go, buy U.S. postage stamps. All right, now maybe it's just me. But my whole life, all I've ever bought was U.S. postage stamps. Because when you try scotch taping 37 pennies to the envelope, it never gets there.
TV show, I'm Gonna Live Forever fame. It's 636 at WRJN Radio. Gradual clearing today. It's going to be a nice day. Highs near 46. Part cloudy tonight, lows 35. Cloudy with a high near 46 tomorrow. We have a snow shovel sitting in the vestibule here at the radio station just when you come in. I think we can probably get rid of the snow shovel. Now, I hate to say that because they're still having snowstorms out west. In the Sierra the other day, Sierra Nevada Mountains, what, they have 12 feet of snow. I mean, that's higher than a lot of people's, you know, it comes up to your roof, 12 feet of snow. How do you dig out of that? But they showed people in the Sierra Nevadas out there trying to dig out, and why would you live there in the wintertime? 12 feet. I remember when Racine was paralyzed with 2 feet, and it melted later on in the day, but still, you know. We're talking about the Racine Theater Guild's new schedule. I'm so excited. Coming up at 7:06 this morning, Jocelyn Fish is going to be here from the Racine Theater Guild. Ooh, I can't wait. Ooh, I can't wait. All right. What do we have? Oh, coming in the future. You want to know what's coming in the future? All right. Hyundai working on a revolutionary new car that can drive, get this, sideways and spin around. Could be out as soon as 2025. I guess unless you're looking for a way to park that car in a tight spot, you know. Microsoft has a new artificial intelligence tool that can impersonate anyone's voice after hearing it for just 3 seconds. They release samples, but you can't try it just yet. Can do the radio show when I'm on vacation. That's not bad. A 17-year-old in Kentucky accidentally butt-dialed 911 and said that he killed 2 people. Here's what happened. He was playing the tactical shooter game Rainbow Six Siege on Xbox with voice chat at the time. Not talking about real life, obviously. Police swarmed the house until he was eventually able to clear the air and say, I'm playing a game. Yeah. How do you butt dial 911? How do you, I guess, unless you have it on one button. An Amazon driver posted a video on TikTok after falling into a customer's septic tank. He said, hopefully they don't make me finish my route. Well, they didn't make him do it, but he did finish it. That's job dedication. After falling into a septic tank, yuck. Ugh. All right, odd but true. Most of Steve Jobs' wealth came from, not Apple, but Disney. But Disney acquired Pixar from him in 2006. He got 7.4% of Disney. That's worth $4.4 billion with a B dollars. He only had about $2.1 billion from Apple. The president gets free rent at the White House, but not everything is free when you're president. Get this. He has to pay for everything else. That includes all groceries, housekeeping parties, vacations, and toiletries. So I thought when you're president, it's all like free food. I guess not. So what do you do? Have to give your credit card to the person shopping at the White House? Here's my credit card. Go to Pick and Save and Piggly Wiggly or, you know, Festival Foods. Go get some food. Really? Huh. I guess so. Cheese is not one of the 27 ingredients listed on the side of a can of Cheese Whiz. You didn't think there was real cheese in Cheese Whiz, did you? Okay. A woman recently stabbed her husband when she saw some pictures of him with a younger woman. When he got the knife away from her, he explained the woman in the picture was her when she was younger. She was arrested. How did she not recognize herself? You're with a younger woman. Oh, wait a second. That's me. She stabbed him. All right. A trending topic on Twitter or X, movies that always make you cry. Here were the responses. Big Fish, Beaches. Remember that with Bette Midler? Baseball movies. Oh, we'll talk about that in a second. Anything involving dogs, yes. And Steel Magnolias. Baseball movies. Field of Dreams. I always cry when I see that picture. That's why I don't like to watch it, because it just ruins me. When at the end, I'm going to spoiler alert here. At the end, when Kevin Costner is playing baseball and the catcher takes off his mask, it's his dad. Oh, I start crying like a baby when I see that scene. Also, there was a movie about a dog. Oh, what was the name? It wasn't too long ago. I was watching this movie and the dog got sick. And I put my head in. I was watching it at home and I just started crying out of control. Animal movies, baseball movies. I even cry every time I see Pride of the Yankees when Lou Gehrig gives that speech at the end when he says, "Today, I'm the luckiest man on the face of the earth." And he walks off and that's the end of him. Oh, I cry like a baby at those movies. The other one was Legends of the Fall. I cried at that movie, too. Oh, Lassie. Challenge to Lassie. I cried at that film. Lassie's owner is killed. And Lassie is hanging around the graveyard, the church graveyard, and becoming a nuisance, they say. And the bad guy in the film wants Lassie put away, put to death for hanging around the church graveyard. So they have a big trial and everything, and Lassie goes crashing through the window of the courtroom. They go chasing Lassie, and Lassie is sleeping on her owner's grave. That's all she wanted to do. I'm getting teary-eyed thinking about it now. So the bad guy, the constable, the Bobby, the constable, his new job was to give tours of the church graveyard, and Lassie would be the official dog of the church graveyard, and Lassie would be allowed to live there. When Lassie crashes through that window and runs through her owner's grave, I'm like, I can't take it. Dog movies and baseball movies I cry at. And Legends of the Fall, I cried at that film too. And I know it's coming, and I'd still cry at it. Microsoft just patented a technique that could turn dead people into 3D AI chatbots. You want to be a chatbot? The system would collect all sorts of data on a person, then make a 3D model of them that they could have conversations powered by artificial intelligence. Microsoft doesn't have any plans to make this just yet. Want to have a conversation with a bot of yourself? Ooh. I don't think I'd want to meet myself. I don't know what it's like to meet me. Imagine meeting yourself. A version of yourself, and you can have a conversation with yourself? That should give you the creeps. Still thinking about Lassie breaking through on that courtroom window. Challenge to Lassie. It was on Turner Classic Movies one day, and I recorded it, DVR'd it. And the next day I saw it on there, I deleted it. I didn't want to start crying. All right, there's a list of new dating trends out there, include main character energy. That's where, during a date, you just focus on yourself. Heat doming, dating someone specifically for their household amenities, basically just to mooch off their air conditioning, pool, and Wi-Fi. And there's eco dumping, when you date someone who feels the same about you, about the environment. Oh, I would never survive in the dating world today. I just wouldn't do it. Want to eat a full sleeve of Oreos? No one's stopping you. But this could change your mind. A study found that instead of just calorie counting on labels, printing the amount of exercise you need to burn off might help people eat less. For what it's worth, they polled people, and most are not in favor of that exercise label on food. I don't know if I mentioned this before. When I was a little kid, I didn't know how to, you know, I didn't tell time. I still remember this, about 4 years old. Somehow I didn't tell time or didn't want to tell time. I used to go in the basement when I woke up and wait for the cartoons to come on TV. Now, this is before 24-hour television. And they used to have snow on the TV. And then all of a sudden, they turned it on, and you get a test pattern for about, it seemed like forever, but it was probably about 10 minutes, but it, probably a lot longer than that. Anyway, have a test pattern. Now, I used to go down with a whole box of Oreo cookies and watch the snow on the TV until it came on with the test pattern. I just ate the Oreos one after another, a whole box, waiting for my cartoons to come on in the morning. It was good. I can't believe my parents let me do that. That's bad parenting. All right. Odd but true, 7 presidents weren't born as American citizens. Well, when you think about it, you know, George Washington, there was no America, so he couldn't be born an American citizen. It's the first 7. They were all born before there was the United States of America, so they were British. Can't do that anymore. 57% of Americans say that aliens probably exist, while just 25% don't believe it. There's a major shift from 25 years ago when 20% believed in UFOs. 51% said there was a scientific explanation. I don't think there. You don't think so, do you? No, I don't think so. Maybe. All right, let's give away another pair of tickets to country platinum recording artist Riley Green coming to the Wisconsin State Fair main stage Wednesday, August 7th. You want to go? All right, phone lines are open, 262-634-9756, 262-634-WRJN. Give a call, 262-634-9756, 262-634-WRJN. Give you a pair of tickets to go see recording artist, artist Riley Green at the Wisconsin State Fair Wednesday, August 7th. He'll also be joined on stage by Avery Anna. And you can buy tickets at wistatefair.com, or you can just give a call right now. Give you a pair of tickets. Phone lines, they are open, right? All right, now they are. 262-634-9756, 262-634-WRJN. Give a call, and we'll give you a pair of tickets to the Wisconsin State Fair. We've got some news headlines coming up in just a few minutes, and at 7:06 today, we'll find out what the new lineup is at the Racine Theater Guild for next season. That should be good, huh? All right. It's 647, gradual clearing today with a high near 46, partly cloudy tonight, lows around 35. Cloudy tomorrow with a high near 46. Something tells me winter's over. Now, spring kicks in on, 21st, 22nd of March, so we're almost there. Now, they do have spring snowstorms. I just have a feeling we're done. I just have a feeling we're finished with spring, with winter. But I know when I take that shovel out of the vestibule of this radio station and put it away, I know it's going to suck. And everyone's going to blame me for the snow when I really will have nothing to do with it. All right. Did I give the area code? 262-634-9756, 262-634-WRJN. And I'll get to those phones in just a minute and give away a pair of tickets to Riley Green at the Wisconsin State Fair, and that's coming up Wednesday, August. What did I say it was? I don't have it in front of me now. Oh, here it is. August 7th. All right.
To WRJN Racine, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Hello,
Hey, can I have your attention for just a moment? If you're in Racine County, I'm talking to you. You know, we have elections in August and November. That's when we can decide to vote to keep lawmakers on the job or throw them out and try someone new. This recall business with Robin Voss, it's just plain dumb. It's a giant waste of more than $400,000 in taxpayer money. And we just have to turn around and have the regular elections in November anyway. Whatever you think of Robin Voss, just say no to the stupid recall. Don't sign a petition because you're sick of politics as usual. The stupid recall won't accomplish anything other than wasting taxpayer dollars. It's bad enough when politicians do that to us. We shouldn't do it to ourselves. Okay? All right, I'll let you get back to whatever you were doing. Paid for by Wisconsinites for Liberty Fund. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha. WRJN.
You call my name, ooh, so sweet, to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your way.
It's 6:51 at WRJN Radio.
Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you.
Let's look at some news headlines this morning. Stuart J. Waddle's in our news center, and he is keeping an eye on all that's going on from Stuart J. Waddle's. He's our news director. Power went out in a part of Racine yesterday after a balloon launch. The family of an alleged reckless driver that killed a father of five memorialized him by letting dozens of balloons go near a crash site at 12th and Memorial. The balloons got caught in power lines. Police say the doorbell video shows 18-year-old Stephen Ivory speeding and crashing head-on into another car, killing the driver and injuring a passenger. The driver was Meli Antonio Sanchez, the father of five. His son in the car was injured. Ivory was also killed. No charges filed yet in the Kenosha rollerblade drug case. A search warrant was served in Kenosha after Homeland Security flagged a package containing over 1,000 grams of cocaine concealed in the rollerblade's wheels, mailed from Bogota, Colombia. In addition to the cocaine, investigators say they found counterfeit Social Security cards as well. The on and off with plans for Kenosha's downtown is back on again. Several big deals have come and gone with a new project going before the Plan Commission this week. The developer has a proposal including two buildings featuring hundreds of apartments, rental townhomes, retail spaces, and co-working areas. The planned development includes a 10-story tower plus another 5-story building. It's slated for 55th Street and 7th Avenue. And finally, first they wanted you to adopt a fire hydrant. Now street drains are getting attention. In an effort to keep streets from flooding, a website has been set up called for AdoptYourDrain.com. It allows you to see your neighborhood on a map and adopt a drain that you'd be responsible for clearing off. Debris buildup prevents the water flow and the couple of minutes of time it takes to help minimize that amounts to pollutants. It makes it to lakes, rivers, and streams and keeps everything flowing smoothly. Adopt a drain. All right. Thank you, Stuart J. Waddles. He's our news director this morning, keeping an eye on everything. Plus, Mr. Waddles will be watching the State of the Union address and reporting on it right here at WRJN Radio. They'll have commentary afterwards, plus the Republican response. And that's coming up this week, right? State of the Union address? Pretty sure it's this week. All right. Here's something I've never heard of before.
There was a homeless guy in Detroit who took credit cards. He had an attachment on his cell phone that processes them. He says it didn't improve his panhandling much. Are you going to give a homeless guy sitting on the street corner your credit card? I don't think so. I don't like giving stores my credit cards at him. Here are four lunch habits that make you gain weight. Deciding what to eat at the last minute, doing something stressful right before lunch, always eating with other people, eating your food out of the container it comes in. You'll eat less, by the way, if you put it on a plate first. On a related note, the top 10 favorite Super Bowl foods this year were wings, pizza, nachos, potato chips. Oh, it gets healthier. Salsa, guacamole, mozzarella sticks, quesadillas, jalapeno poppers, and burgers. Oh, my goodness. That's terrible. That was the big Super Bowl foods this year. Right, here's a five-second test to tell if you're a good liar or not. Take your index finger and draw a capital Q on your forehead. Now, if you drew it with the bottom tail pointing left, so someone looking at your forehead would read it normally, it means you're aware of how people perceive you and you are a good liar. If you drew it with the bottom tail pointing right, and that way the person looking at you would see it backwards, well, you're bad at lying. Oh, what would I do? Yeah, I'm a bad liar. Yeah, I just did it. Half a diet only lasts 24 hours or less. If you do make it through the second day, the average diet fails after 11 days. The top reasons diets fail: being stressed, rewarding yourself, having a bad day at work, being offered dessert, and having a glass of wine after work. No, they fail because you get bummed out. You look at yourself in the mirror and you say, oh, this ain't going to work. All right. Are you or a loved one facing a serious illness? Feel better. Worry less with Hospice Alliance's supportive care management. It's a special kind of care that helps manage symptoms to improve quality of life while providing guidance and support. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. That's hospicealliance.org. Hey, don't forget about the Royal Family Kids Camp. The auction is going on. We've got four tickets to give away to see the Bucks and the Celtics on April 9th at Five Serve Forum. You'll enter through the BMO VIP entrance. You'll sit in Section 116 Jockey Club area. Row 2, seats 1 through 4, including parking at the 5th Street parking garage. And each game ticket will be loaded with a $10 value on your Bucks app. You and your guests will be able to enter through the BMO VIP entrance. All right, here's how you bid on these tickets. And all money is going to the Royal Family Kids Camp this summer, where foster kids get a chance to be kids again and enjoy themselves. All right, here's how you do it. You go to WRJN.com, WRJN.com/bucks, WRJN.com/bucks, and you put your name, your email address, and your bid. At the end of the month, the highest bid gets those four tickets to go see the Bucks and Celtics at Five Serve Forum. Again, WRJN.com/bucks, WRJN.com/bucks. Royal Family Kids Camp. We'll tell you more about this on Friday. We'll have Rick Toller from the Racine Police Department, and he and his wife are two of the people spearheading this. It's been going on for a number of years, and they just want to get these foster kids who've been abused and just get them, let them be kids again for one week in the summer, and you can help, right? All right, we're talking about the Racine Theater Guild, their brand new season coming up. We're going to break the news at 7:06 here at WRJN. Hometown Radio, refreshed, a civic media station. 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and 1400 AM. A gradual clearing today, highs near 46. Partly cloudy, lows 35 tonight. Cloudy with a high near 46 tomorrow. Cloudy and 39 right now at WRJN.
Like a touchdown on your radio dial. Yeah! 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Tune into the Earl Ingram Show Wednesday at 9 AM. I'll be joined by the Executive Director of Citizen Action, Dr. Robert Crane.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Milwaukee that change the city skyline.
I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 262-970-5777 and press 0 to apply. That's 262-970-5777 and press 0.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.